Tuesdays, Doctrine Finishing Series. Go. Helps when I have a microphone right in front of my face. Also, because I make weird sounds into the mic, I need this pop filter. And my name is Joseph Lowthone. Welcome to Theologicus. It is Tuesday. It is Doctrine, and it is, and you're seeing this like double screen right now. It's like all things live, but I have to show you this, okay? So we had, this is kind of like behind the scenes technical stuff. So I use a very popular restreaming. If there's another restreamer out there, I don't know what it is. And it's called restream.io, right? Just go to restream.io if you're doing live stream, but you want to do Twitch, you want to do YouTube, you want to do Facebook, blah, 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 blah. You want to do all the things at the same time. This is the best way I've known. And for free, it's pretty darn good. It includes a lot of stuff. I will say, in order to live stream to a Facebook page, however, that's going to cost you some ducats. And so I might do that later on because I'm not really engaged on Facebook. And it'd be kind of cool to have that clean. But a lot of people who are friends of mine, they listen to this channel through Facebook. So I might keep it, whatever. But when I went to go look at my settings for yesterday, we had some technical difficulties on Facebook. And I'm like, oh, what's going on? My wife is like, you're not live on Facebook. When I turned to find out, the API was needed to be refreshed. So just refresh the whole page. You click, you reconnect the API under Facebook. And so I assume we're live right now on Facebook. I think my wife will tell me if I'm live or not. So we'll see. But anyway, I just wanted to kind of show you that kind of behind the scenes. And you know, if you do this restreaming thing, if you do this live stream, man, that's all you have to do is just make sure, refresh the page, reconnect it, go at it. Okay. The other thing I want to get into, there we go. The other thing is that this is, I'm so excited for today, is first of all, we're gauging the Word of God and we're gauging God, okay? This is like, I think I'm like maybe 65 episodes, and I think I'm underestimating. I'm 65 episodes in, and you know what I'm about, right? This is not, my Bible studies are not super academic. They are not super fluff. A lot of times they're not super encouraging. And what I mean by that is I'm not here to blow smoke up your butt. You know, I'm not here to tell you, you know, live your best life or God, here's what God promises, a bunch of stuff to you when God didn't promise that. We're examining the Word of God and how does that, what does the text say about God? Where's the gospel? What's our responsibilities for that, among other things, right? And so, so I say all that to say, and I'm getting dinged like crazy. That's crazy. Anyway, I'm gonna have to cut that out. Okay, we'll get into that later. Sorry about that. All right, and I say that all to say is that. You, after 65 episodes, you know exactly what I'm about. So when I get into today's episode, which we are wrapping up doctrine in prayer, right? What does the Bible say about prayer? What does the Bible say more specifically about prayer according to the Lord's Prayer? So this is like this big, I'm giving you a humongous intro. Just to say, you know what this channel is about, and let me explain further. Let's pray about it. Father God, be with us, guide us, help us. Lord, would you give us new hearts for those who don't know you, who don't trust you, who don't seek after you, who don't desire you, Lord? Would you give us new hearts and give us your spirit so that we will set our desires and affection upon you for all of our days of our life, Lord? We need you. We need you more than like food or water or shelter. God, we need you. Thank you so much for sending your Son and your Spirit. thank you for saving us. We love you so much in your son's name and pray. Amen. All right. So we're doing this. And this is what I'm saying all this to say. If you're in a modern translation, and I hope, you know what? I'm just going to say it like this. I really hope you are. I hope you're in a modern translation. If you're reading in a modern translation, you know that the Lord's Prayer, according to Matthew 6 and Luke 11, we should be done, right? Okay, for some of us who grew up on King James, you know that the Lord's Prayer continues on. And here's the thing, you could tell when pastors or other Christians have grown up, like people my age who've grown up on King James. You know why? Because they're gonna say this part of the Lord's Prayer, they're gonna put this in, even though a lot of modern translations don't include it. Now, I'm just gonna read it. It's from King James and it's beautiful and lovely, and we're just gonna put it in there. Matthew 6. 13, the last half of 13, okay? King James Version. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now, the reason why I did a big, humongous over-explanation about what this channel's about, how deep does the rabbit hole go? Are we here for apologetics? Are we here for conspiracy theories? No, we're not here for all that. But you know what I'm also not here for? Is I'm not here to debate people about King James only. I tend to be honest with you, brother and sister, if you're a King James only, if you catch this video and you're like, oh my gosh, thank you for listening to this. This is so beautiful. I love the King James because I think it's beautiful. I think it's like written really well. And it's a translation. And it's a translation I grew up with. Or whatever the case may be. It's something like, pretty positive. I'm like, good job. You know, great. I would love that. But if you're come on this channel, it's like, you know, every other translation's blasphemy and whatever. It's heresy, whatever. I'm not going to engage you with that. So, and that's a little bit like, am I putting the cart before the horse? If I'm thinking there's a fight to be picked before anybody else responds to it, probably. But I'm just giving you a heads up. I'm not here to debate King James only people. I love you to tears. I'm gonna like you in a lot of ways. I wish I was really gentle, and I really wish I was gentle. I really wish that like a lot of the people I've run across who think King James version is the only version. They're not really gentle. They're really harsh, and they come at you really hard. And that's kind of like my entire personality. And I pray to God that I'm not like that. And but for the people who grew up on King James, like myself, I'm wanting to give this. But so we know, in this is what I'm talking about. Am I an expert in translations? I am not. But what I do know is that this line was not in the original Greek. Now, what's the usual logic? Does that mean that the Greek manuscripts are something's messed up, wrong? They're heresy. They're not inherent. No. That's where we get our version. We get our translations from. And it's also, so instead of like all modern translations are missing these lines, are missing this line or that line or whatever, we've got to go and check and see, it's like, why was this line included? Now, I don't know why the translators and scribes included this line, right? I don't know. I don't know their intentions. I can speculate all the livelong day. But here's the thing. Is this line added? Does it take away from the Bible? If it's not in there, it's going to be like, we don't know that to God is the kingdom, the power, glory forever and ever. Amen. No, of course not. The rest of the Bible speaks clearly of this. And if it's added in, it's not adding more. It's not changing anything, any other doctrine in the Bible. It's not here to cause confusion. What I love about this line, and again, I'm going to speculate a little bit and just walk with me. It's like, I kind of know where the translators or where the scribes got this particular line. Like, again, I forgot what textus the King James comes from, but I'm not here to research that. It would not help me, nor it would help me glorify God if I knew that information. So I'm not going to know that information. But when I read this, when I think of this as a little kid, and in combination of like memorizing a bunch of scriptures and being able to, when I memorize scriptures, I recite them like 1,000 times in a week in order for me to memorize them. One of my favorite scriptures that I've ever memorized was 1 Chronicles 29. And I did this in the ESV. And I was like, the more I like kept reciting and the more I kept thinking like this particular line in the King James about the Lord's Prayer, I was like, I think this is where it comes from. Like, the whole Bible speaks of the kingdom of God, the power of God, the glory of God. But I think more specifically, it was the translators, the scribes, whatever, took the liberty of putting that in the Lord's Prayer, because I think it's very, very appropriate. I think it's like spot on. And I want to say that their inspiration directly came from David's prayer in 1 Chronicles 29. And if I'm going to read this to you, I think it would inspire you to go and memorize it and memorize it yourself. It's a beautiful, gorgeous prayer. And I love it. And I'm so glad that God gave me the grace and mercy to memorize his word and know his word. And so let's just get into it, okay? So 1 Chronicles 29, starting in verse 10. Therefore, David blessed the Lord in the presence of all the assembly. And David said, "Blessed are you, O Lord, the God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heavens and the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you rule over all. In your hand are power and might, and in your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. And now we thank you, our God, and praise your glorious name. But who am I and what is my people that we should be able thus to offer willingly? For all things come from you, and of your own have we given you. For we are strangers before you and sojourners as all our fathers were. Our days on the earth are like a shadow, and there is no abiding. O Lord, our God, all of this abundance that we have provided for building you a house for your holy name comes from your hand and is all your own. And I know, my God, that you test the heart and have pleasure in uprightness. In the uprightness of my heart, I have freely offered all these things. And now I have seen your people who are present here offering freely and joyously to you. O Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, all fathers, keep forever such purposes and thoughts in the hearts of your people and direct their hearts towards you." I think it's fitting, and I don't think King James Version was out of line for putting that. It was beautiful, and I think this is the inspiration for that line. So, and again, there's going to be somebody from seminary going to come on and, you know, give me the "well, actually," and I would really appreciate that. So, and maybe one day I'll look it up, see, like, where did that line come from? Maybe more specifically, how did it got there and where did that line come from? So, here we go. And so, that's it. That's the end of the series. And I have this prayer that I list out, and I'm going to recite. I wrote this years, the actual version, man, I wrote it, I want to say at least 5 or 6 years ago. And so I just put it in here just to close out the series. So we're going to close in on this prayer I wrote, and I'll send you on your way. Love you guys so much. My prayer for today is, "My Lord and my God, so what then can I say? So what then can I do? All I can do is simply thank you. From the bottom of my heart, I thank you for giving me strength. Thank you, my Father God. Thank you, my Christ Jesus. Thank you, my Holy Spirit. You judge me faithful. you appointed me to your service, despite my dishonoring and blaspheming your holy name, despite my persecution and hatred of those who love you, despite my perverted and violent opposition towards you. Still, I only received mercy because I was lost. I was lame, deaf, blind, stupid, ignorant, evil, and dead, and I was not looking and could not look for you whatsoever. But your beautiful, sweet, and tender love, mercy, and grace overflowed for me overwhelmingly, undeservedly, ill-deservingly, with your unbroken faithfulness and your relentless love that can only be by you, for you, and through you, my Christ Jesus, my Lord, my Savior. These words out of my heart are true, and with all of my hope and dreams and desires and wishes, that these words would be sweet to your ears. And I know that you came into this world to rescue your people, to pull them out of despair, to give your people life, to save them from their sins and bring them to you, evil sinners, at war with you, all of us. And I lead this group. I am the foremost. I am their chief. I am their victor. I am their champion of those who would face your terrifying wrath. Yet, in this reason, that your grace abounds all the more, that your mercy renews every morning, that your love never ceases, that you, my Lord and Savior Christ Jesus, might put on display your perfection, beauty, tenderness, quickness, your love, your mercy, your grace, your patience for all of those who you call yours, and those would believe upon your holy name for life forever. And this is why I will sing to the God of the everlasting, to the everlasting, the triune, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the immortal, invisible, the only one, creator, sustainer, merciful, peace, grace, faith, Messiah, the Emmanuel, God with us, the blessed, the living Word, Christ, Son of God, fellow heir, second Adam, kinsman redeemer, the beginning, the means, the end, the majesty, the truth, the way, the life, the wisdom, the teacher, the rescuer, the promise, the calling, the fulfillment, the abundance, the host, the governor, the high priest, the prophet, the apostle, the sufferer, the Messiah, the servant, the Son of Man, the glorified, the power, the gospel, the God, the elector, the all-sufficient, the Lion of Judah, the worthy Lamb who was slain, the King of all kings, the Lord of all lords, the commander, the ruler above all, the name above all names, the wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, my holiness, my righteousness, my justice, my faithfulness, my mercy, my grace, my friend, my confidence, my pastor, my elder, my brother, my assurance, my redeemer, my rock, my salvation, my all in all, my exalted, my glorious, my beloved, my joy, my song, my love, my Jesus Christ, King, Lord, Savior, and Messiah, my Father, my Abba, my heart, my Holy Spirit, my comfort, my peace, my gift, my breath. So I will be so very careful to worship, to sing, to praise, to glorify, to exalt, to proclaim, to honor, dedicate, and love you alone. And I pray this desperately and joyfully in the beautiful, sweet, precious, most tender, loveliest, most worthy, dearest name of your Son. His name is Jesus Christ. Amen.